Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts.
You know, I hate to tell you, there's no conspiracy, all right?
We need a more thorough accounting of the facts.
Yeah, that's that idiot Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. We need a more thorough accounting of the facts. I'm playing his audio because he's going to work his way into the show. Yes, we're talking about Comey, the FBI director, being canned by evil Trump yesterday. Look, coming up on the show, why was he canned, right? And that's important. Why did they can this guy? Why now? I know you want to know that because the freaks at CNN are all upset because they think it's about covering up, and they're going to work that all day today. And who is likely to replace this guy, Comey? All right, so let's get started. First of all, here is the president talking about canning him. He was meeting, this is funny, the president was meeting with, Henry Kissinger. This morning, when he was asked about, Comey.
Trump, what he just said most.
Here it is, right here. They ask him about Comey and why'd you fire him?
Why did you fire Director Comey?
Because he wasn't doing a good job.
Right? Yeah, it's as simple as that. He wasn't doing a good job. And of course, CNN thinks, oh, it's so weird because he was meeting with this guy from Watergate. Oh, that means, there's got to be a connection to Watergate. In other words, Trump can't Comey because he's getting too close to the truth. That's got to be what it is. And I see my liberal friends, too. They're reading the New York Times editorial today about it, which I thought was lame. I've got some liberal friends, and they were going, this is it, because they were getting too close, and that's why he canned him. And it's like Watergate, like President Nixon all those years ago, who canned his guy. And now the president is sitting with some guy from the Watergate era, which would be Henry Kissinger, who has to be 437 years old now. Anyway, but he was in the, and he says there's no connection and all of that stuff. Here is Senator Whitehouse. The reason why I played him...
We need a more thorough accounting of...
Yeah, this guy. The reason why I played him is because... Well, let me let you hear what he said. This was Monday at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings about Sally Yates, and they were talking about, the Flynn investigation and all this kind of stuff. And I've played other audio from this guy, but here's something stupid that he said that is related to this whole thing about how it's all about Watergate, because the president is, he's too afraid. They're getting too close to the real truth, and it's just like Henry Kissinger is there, and that means Watergate, So here is White House. Just listen to this, all right? Then we'll put this stupid association of the two events together. We'll put it to bed once and for all.
We need a more thorough accounting of the facts.
Right. This is White House now on Monday before any of the Comey getting canned.
Many years ago, an 18-minute gap transfixed the country and got everybody's attention in another investigation.
Right. That's Watergate. He's making a reference to back in 1972 or 1973. Evil Nixon was in the Oval Office and he had a tape recorder or something like that. And he would tape all his conversations. On one of those conversations was some damning evidence about the president trying to obstruct justice or something because they had busted into somebody's office and they were looking at Democratic Party campaign stuff or whatever it was. And Nixon knew about it. And so he erased 18 minutes of the tape, apparently, because they subpoenaed the tape. And he goes, here it is. And there's an 18-minute gap in it. And they tried to explain it at the time that it was his secretary's foot had reached over and put it into recorders, what it was. But it was 18 minutes. And so look how Senator Whitehouse tries to tie it now to evil Trump.
In this case, we have an 18-day gap between the notification of the White House that a senior official had potentially been compromised and action taken against that senior official's role.
What an idiot. That was Monday. That's the thing. They were throwing all this talk about, it's about Watergate. I got news for you. Monday, it was about Watergate. It's always about Watergate, right? That was the crowning achievement of the lefties over the evil Republicans 44 years ago. So it's always about Watergate. Look, here's the bottom line on why he was canned. Comey is lucky that he survived after the first day that Trump was inaugurated. But let's face it, Trump had a number of fish to fry as soon as he got into the White House. This guy's a total neophyte. There were plenty of people, I bet you, in the Justice Department that wanted his scalp immediately, and for lots of good reasons. And this is the point. In the letter, and you may have heard people talk about the letter that Comey got canned, by the way, when he was in L.A. yesterday. And he was, it was really funny. He thought it was a joke. Somebody said to him, hey, it's on CNN. You just got canned or something. And Comey goes, that's pretty funny, dude. And no, somebody said, no, I don't think so. So they called Washington and they found out, no, you've been canned. And then he turned around, I guess it went back to LAX, where they showed him getting onto a Gulfstream 5, pretty sexy jet there, to fly back to D.C. He was going to talk to, I believe, FBI new recruits or something in L.A., but once he could can, what's the point of that? So he split, and in true L.A. fashion, you had all the helicopters, like the O.J. Simpson case 20 years ago, watching the motorcade, you know, going back to the airport, and they're flying down the freeway and doing all that kind of stuff, whatever. But anyway, so Comey gets fired for a number of reasons, but one of the biggest reasons that Trump said is, look, I listened to my deputy attorney general, his name is Rod J. Rosenstein, plus the attorney general, Jeff Sessions, and upon their recommendation, they say that you no longer really can lead the FBI effectively, so you're canned effective immediately, so don't let the door hit you on the way out of the building, all right, and just get out. And of course, the Democrats think that, oh my God, you know, this is obviously because he's too close. You know, he was just about to get the information. That's got to be what it is. Russia, Russia, Russia. Watergate, Watergate, Watergate. That's all they can think about. First of all, Comey ticked everybody off. Even the Democrats. You know, they forget about all that now. You know, you know, the Democrats ought to be, I'll tell you this, ought to be thanking Trump for canning this guy. First of all, remember last summer, it was Comey that came forward and said that they weren't going to prosecute anybody in the O.J. Simpson. In the Hillary Clinton email scandal. That is a big deal. I want to refresh your memory on that, too. Comey really acted weird on that one. Look, they had the goods on Hillary, and they had the goods on Huma, and you heard that a couple of days ago when we were talking about all the emails, and that's another issue for Comey because he even screwed that up, too. The straw that may have broken the camel's back with Comey was the letter of clarification that he had to send back to the Senate Judiciary Committee for stuff that he had said earlier in the week about the number of emails that Homa had forwarded to Anthony Weiner. He said literally thousands. That's not true. What I think is happening is the new deputy attorney general, who finally was approved on the 26th of April, and now you've got Jeff Sessions. Trump has his people in place, and they look at Comey and they go, you, sir, are a disgrace, and you reflect poorly upon the Justice Department of the United States, and that's why we recommend, now that we finally got our feet on the ground, that you're out. And the president goes, yeah, whatever, you're out. Who cares? That's what happened. All right. On the Clinton investigation, Comey, his actions are weird. Let me tell you a little bit about it. You should know about this. On the Clinton email, it's in the rearview mirror now, whatever. You know, she's not the president. Nobody cares. Look, here's what happened. The thing about Hillary's emails was it hit the news in, I believe the timeline here is March of 2015. Ends up in the New York Times. What we find is there are 30,000 emails that are missing with classified information. Nobody knows. That would be March of 2015. This is what's interesting. Clinton's IT person that you've probably never heard of, okay? His name is Combetta. His name is, I think it's Paul. Let me look at my notes here. Paul Combetta. And he used the screen handle, whatever, Stone Tier. You don't know about this guy, but now you do because you're listening to Joe's Evil Thoughts. He went on Reddit. Check this out. He's Hillary's IT guy. Late summer of 2014, he goes on Reddit, of all places, and asks for advice. And I think this is after he had gotten a subpoena, too. This is really, you know, for the information, because he was Hillary's IT guy. He goes on Reddit, on some subreddit someplace, and he's maybe for techno geeks, and he asks for information on how to remove in the sent from box on email, what kind of programs can he use to get the sender's name in the email off the email and how to replace it with somebody else's? He's on freaking Reddit. Now, granted, he's using a screen name, so he thinks he's cool, but what he doesn't understand is that people get wind of it on other subreddits and other people out there. It's the internet, baby. And they trace it back, and they get his name, Paul Combetta, and he actually is Hillary's IT person. He's asking for information on how to get rid of the sent from, which would be Hillary, maybe put somebody else in there. That's what he's asking for information. My friends, that is obstruction of justice. Comey finds all about that, right? This is how he handles the investigation. He gives this guy immunity. He grants this guy, Hillary's IT guy, immunity. Now, stay with me now. He also allows him to destroy his laptops in the process, all that information. He gives him immunity, which means normally if you're a normal prosecutor, you grant somebody immunity. You're going out up the food chain now. You're looking for somebody big, right? If you grant some guy immunity, that's what it was. And when, what does Comey do? Nothing. He goes on the 5th of July last summer, ticks off Trump and a lot of people, too, by doing it, saying, you know what, I've looked into the Hillary's thing, and no prosecutor in his right mind would prosecute. Everybody's going, what are you talking about? You got this. And so I think right there, that makes the Justice Department look bad. Now, granted, bringing down Hillary was a big deal, but they didn't even take down the little guy. I mean, they would take this guy. Total obstruction of justice. They didn't even do it. So you have Comey on the 5th of July last year saying, oh, we don't prosecute stuff like that. Meanwhile, in the Justice Department, they're looking at it, scratching their heads, going, what? What do you mean you don't prosecute somebody like that? You make us all look bad. Your behavior reflects poorly upon the Justice Department for whom you work, right? Makes us look bad. So that's the reason. So when you hear the media today talking, which I think is a big deal. So when you hear the media today going, oh, I don't understand the timing. It's about, Watergate in an 18-minute gap in a tape. That sounds a lot like an 18-minute gap in a day. You know, that's got to be some kind of connection there. And you even hear John McCain. John McCain came out, and I was looking for the audio on that, but trust me, he said it. He's troubled by the timing. He's troubled. You know, he loves to play both ends against the middle, this guy. You know, McCain, I've known of the senator for a number of years now. And it's so typical of McCain to do that. I don't want to go off on a big thing on McCain, but, you know, you just got to wonder what kind of a flyer was he, too, when you roll back the clock 30 or 40 years and you sort of add in some youthful impetuousness to that sort of playing both ends against the middle, squirrely, kind of like, hey, I'm over here. No, I'm over here. Hey, you know, that kind of guy. And in a jet at 30,000 feet at 700 miles an hour. I wonder how that, that scenario played out. That would be your John McCain as your wingman, right? Yeah, okay. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that. But that's the reason for the timing. What's-his-face Comey is lucky that it didn't happen earlier. Now, with regard to who they're going to replace him with, that's a great question. All right, I'll tell you one thing. It isn't going to be Chris Christie in New York, in Jersey, rather. That's not going to happen because Christie had the unfortunate and in a position to put Jared Kushner's dad in jail. So that's not going to happen. Could it be Rudy Giuliani? He was also, I believe, the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York and Mayor of New York City. But I think he looks a little crazy on the campaign trail. I don't think they're going to use that guy either. So I'm not sure who it's going to be. It's above my pay grade. It could be Trey Gowdy. I haven't looked at that. I know politically he might be very popular for the base on that. It could even be Ray Kelly, who used to run, he was police commissioner in New York City for 2 years. It could be a bunch of people, but it sure as hell is not going to be Chris Christie. All right, so that's the deal. How much time do we have on the podcast? When we get 13:20. Is there anything else I missed on it? Just want to make sure here. I just love that Senator Whitehouse guy. Isn't he great? You know, yeah, it's Watergate. Yeah, it's 18 minutes on a tape that was missing, and that was 18 days, and, that's got to be what it is. Oh, yeah, one other thing about this. I'll make it brief, and then we'll get to our random item on the show today about airlines. You know who might be freaking out, too, is Hillary Clinton herself. You know, I mean, really, she is total playing fast and loose. But now you got rid of Comey, who really would protect Hillary. You've got to wonder about any investigations into the Clinton Foundation. You know, that whole thing about where Bill would give a speech, get paid a ridiculous amount of money, and then, oddly enough, good things would happen at the State Department for your special interests. And it was interesting that the Clinton Foundation closed almost immediately after she lost her bid to be the president of the United States, because there was nothing they could actually give anymore to anybody, so nobody was going to give them any money. All that charitable work, just, you know, all that work about trying to help everybody around the globe just seemed to go away all of a sudden when she didn't win the presidency. So you got to wonder what that was all about, too. So when they use the Clintons and the investigation of the Clintons as an excuse, don't just blow it off and try to pull a McCain or try to sound like Jeffrey Toobin yesterday on CNN about, oh, my God, this is a banana republic. It's awful. Not quite. These people have a legitimate reason, and I'm, in a way, I'm surprised he wasn't canned sooner. All right, flying on airplanes is getting to be a drag. Here is Southwest Flight 2530 Sunday from, I believe it was Texas into Burbank Airport. Another bunch of idiots. Yeah, one guy ended up in jail. Another guy ended up having to fly to Oakland. I guess that's punishment enough there. There should be a new airline, you know, where people are not allowed to wear wife beaters, where you actually have to wear shoes and maybe not try to drag on everything you own on the plane. I might pay, maybe we could call it assless airlines, you know, where you all the ass that you're not allowed on. You're an ass, all right? You're off. And I blame David Dow. But that's just me. I have evil thoughts. It's Joe Crummy. Listen, I want you to rate this podcast on iTunes. I want you to spread the word about these evil thoughts. We do it every single day. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter as Joe Crummy and on Instagram as Crummy Joe. All right? Now, turn up the music.